こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 169. Today in this episode, we will learn about Hodo part 2. Now let's go. Verb plus Hodo. Na adjective plus na Hodo. Noun plus Hodo. I adjective plus Hodo. This means to the extent that, so much that, the more. In our previous episode, we have learned about hodo, which is used together with numeral plus counter. This is used to indicate an approximate quantity or duration. Today we will learn about hodo, which means to the extent that, so much, something that. It is used in the form A hodo B to explain the degree of B by giving an example or metaphor A. In particular, it is often used to emphasize that the degree of B is extremely high. Here are some idiomatic expressions that use hodo to emphasize a high degree of something. For example, unbelievably. This is 信じられないほど。信じられないほど。Astonishingly. This is びっくりするほど。びっくりするほど。Surprisingly. 驚くほど。驚くほど。To the extent of dying. 死ぬほど。死ぬほど。This one, we use it a lot. For expressions used to indicate a large quantity, the following are common. A mountain of. This is 山ほど。山ほど。 Countless. This is 数えきれないほど。数えきれないほど。 Additionally, there are frequently used expressions connected to specific idioms. So for example,
耳にタコができるほど聞いた。耳にタコができるほど聞いた。
耳is ear, タコ is octopus. できるほど is until it appears, 聞いた, I listened. So the literal translation is, I heard it so much that an octopus formed on my ears. So this is an idiom to say that I have heard it so many times. Another idiom.
口が酸っぱくなるほど言った。口が酸っぱくなるほど言った。
口 is mouth. 酸っぱくなる is become sour. 言った is I said. So the literal translation will be, I said it so much that my mouth turned sour. This idiom means I mentioned the same thing many times. Another idiom.
足が棒になるほど疲れた。足が棒になるほど疲れた。
足 is leg, 棒 is stick. 疲れた is I was tired. I became tired. The literal translation will be, I feel so tired that my legs feel like sticks. So this idiom is used when you want to say that you're very tired. Now let's make some examples by using hodo. I haven't eaten since morning. I'm so hungry that I would die. Since morning.
朝から。
I haven't eaten anything is 何も食べていません。 So here we will use an expression to the extent of dying.
死ぬほど。
I am hungry is お腹が空いています。
朝から何も食べていません。 死ぬほどお腹が空いています。 朝から何も食べていません。 死ぬほどお腹が空いています。
She speaks so quiet that no one can hear her. No one, anyone is
誰も、誰も。
Cannot hear is
聞こえない、聞こえない。
After this, we will put ほど。Voice is
声、
声。So when you want to say the volume of the voice is low, we will say
声が小さいです。
彼女は誰も聞こえないほど声が小さいです。彼女は誰も聞こえないほど声が小さいです。I love him so much that my chest feels tight. My chest feels tight will be
胸が苦しい、
胸が苦しい。After this, we will put ほど。I love him is
彼のことが好き、
彼のことが好き。
胸が苦しいほど彼のことが好きです。胸が苦しいほど彼のことが好きです。
I got along with you so quickly that it feels strange. Strange is
不思議、不思議。
This is not adjective. So when you put together with ほど, it becomes
不思議なほど。
To get along well is
仲良くなります。
仲良くなります。Quickly is
すぐに、
すぐに。
不思議なほどあなたとすぐに仲良くなりました。不思議なほどあなたとすぐに仲良くなりました。
If there is a noun behind, it will be something の plus noun. For example,I ordered so much food that I couldn't finish up eating. Cannot finish up doing something is stem word plus
食べない。
So,
食べきれない。
食べきれない。This means I cannot finish up eating. After this, we will put
ほど。
So this one is a relative clause. The food that I couldn't finish up eating. So,We will put の plus
料理。食べきれないほどの料理。
It means the food that I couldn't finish up eating. To order is
注文します。
注文します。In order to show the feeling of regret, we will use て form plus しまいました。
食べきれないほどの料理を注文してしまいました。食べきれないほどの料理を注文してしまいました。
So today we learn about ほど, which means to the extent that, so much that. It is used in a form A ほど B to explain the degree of B by giving an example or metaphor A. In particular, it is often used to emphasize that the degree of B is extremely high. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。